Ouch, I just stabbed myself on that hit track, House Full of Shit, Night Lunch. You're listening to RDU Breakfast, and Georgie, we're back.
Sorry, I just needed to take a time to recover from that absolutely sizzling line you just said there, Ben. That was amazing.
Tell me about the shows that are coming up this weekend, or have just been.
So we've got Student Giggles on Friday, which we got a couple of comics down from Old Wallywood. I don't know why I said it like that.
Lean in.
Lean into it. We've got a... Oh, man, I can't remember their names. I'm assuming Finn, Danny... Yeah, no, those are the names, Finn and Danny. I won't give you last names. We'll keep it mysterious. But they're down. We're going to have really cool lineup. I think we've got like Audrey Porn, Sam Gibson, other people that are also funny.
Hickman. Is Hickman playing?
I don't think he's on the lineup for this one. He is, do you know, I used to teach Henry Hickman.
Really?
I was a relief teacher. I was a terrible teacher. But I ran the theatre sports team because I was a cool teacher. And we went on a wee theatre sports exchange, and I convinced Henry, because he has a glass eye, I convinced Henry that it would be like an ace in the hole to pop out, to like find a reason to pop out his glass eye in the improv thing, and I thought everyone would love it. So halfway through a scene, he pops out his glass eye to propose to someone, and they hated it.
Really?
Like, they were revolted. And I was, like, telling everyone this, and it was kind of like, oh, no, that's so awkward. And then Henry reminded me that I was one of the judges, and I marked them down. Like, I gave them the lowest score out of all the other teachers and was the reason they lost.
I
was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On Saturday's Big Laugh Pro Comedy, Big Laughs Pro Comedy, plural laughs.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Not just one. That's value for money. We'll tell more than one joke.
What is the Mighty Boosh?
Oh, so that's actually, if you're a fan of Noel Fielding, you'll love the reference, but it's it's a real yummy kombucha cocktail. So we've got three boys strawberry and three boys apricot, which is a new kombucha. I tried it the other day. It's actually really dope. And we have some delicious Kiwi Spirits vodka, and there's a bit of fresh lime and other deliciousness in there, fresh mint.
Bougie. Get into it.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, the Sunday If About, which I wish I could say, free entry if you're double vaxxed. Go on.
Hell yeah, get it, girl.
So what can we expect? What is the difference between Saturday and Sunday at Good Times, do you think?
So Saturday is pro comedians. So it's we always have it. So there's four comedians on the lineup. We have an MC, and then we have three pro comedians that are usually doing like longer sets. So you quite often get to see like really cool stories or like some just kind of more in-depth stuff. And then Sunday F About, with a PH, is like, it's kind of like half an open mic, half like a lineup pro show. So like some sets will have like a weird challenge. Like, so sometimes it'll be like, I know that Garrett got one once on one lineup where he had to break down his jokes and kind of like try and make new jokes out of like
the bits.
Yeah. Nice. So like we kind of just get a bit silly on Sunday.
Oh, wow. Push the boat out. Looking
one
forward to it.
One time someone got naked.
Only once?
Well, who knows what'll happen on this Sunday?
Wait to find out. Yes, true that. Well, beyond all of Good Times, Georgie, what's the go with you? Do you have any arty things you want to spiel?
I do, actually. I've been working the last couple of weeks on this show with Nathan Joe, called Gay Death Stock Take. And it's a play about Nathan turning 30, which, of course, as we all know in the gay world, is your final year on this earth.
Stop.
Yeah. You've got 7 years, Ben. I hope you enjoyed your birthday recently. Make good use of those roller skates while you got them, baby. But yeah, so that's part of Tiny Fest. We're doing a 10 a.m. show on a Saturday. So like you can send us thoughts and prayers or you can come to the show. It's going to be really fun. We got balloons, we got cake, we got death.
Yeah, need a stock take. Amazing.
Yeah, we're doing a stock take on all the different deaths Nathan has died this year.
My roller skates, you're really digging deep. Oh, I
know about
it.
Your Hagley rat.
Yes,
escapades.
I'm a hag rat.
You're a hag rat.
Alas. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio,
hey,
Georgie.
Thanks for
As per
me.
Usual, what do you want to say? Final words? Oh, it's sacrilege for me to say that phrase. But
final words. Yeah, well, I've actually got 3 years until I'm 30, so
yeah,
it's, I'm
so
not
many
dead
more words.
Yet. I think I'd just like to give a shout out to last year's Ashburton's mayor, Donna. G'day. I think that's probably my final words.
Make sure to head on
down. She knows what that means.
Head on down to Good Times and have a good time, because it surely will be. Thank you, Georgie, as per usual.
Bye.